You hear me okay now?
Yes, I can.
Okay, I got this on speakerphone.
Okay. Okay, Linda Vickers, this is Dolores Holland, and this is the final sequence of your interview that we started in 2014. And thank you for taking the time out to complete the Wisdom of the Elders Life Lessons interview. When we, at the end of the last session, you were telling me about your travel with the church to Freeport, and a young man had come up to the bus, and he said he just came to see what you all look like. I'm assuming African-Americans, what you look like. And you had talked to him, and he said he wanted to come to America, but he didn't think he was going to get an opportunity to come. And then you were going to talk about a couple of other people that you met along the way on that trip. So do you want to start right there? Do you remember that?
I can bring it to memory. Actually, it was in Jamaica.
Jamaica. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we had a breakfast with some of the ladies from the local churches there in Jamaica. And I met We exchanged information just so we could get to know each other about our families and spouses. And this young lady that was seated at my table was a high school student. And she shared that she was wanted to be a nurse. And the schooling is paid for by the individual family in Jamaica. Transportation is provided by the family. They don't have resources for public transportation, public schooling. It's paid for individually. And she shared that she took, three different buses or taxis to school each day. And her family was responsible for that. And she would have to pay for her own schooling. The government doesn't pay for schooling as is supposed to pay for here in the America. But she was attending high school at that point and was looking to get funding to go to